The head of the United Auto Workers was in Indiana today, urging union members to vote for Democratic Senate candidate Evan Bay. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Annie Ropeek reports from Kokomo.
The big Chrysler and GM parts plants in Kokomo make its United Auto Workers local the largest in Indiana and Ohio, with around 7,000 members. UAW President Dennis Williams told a group of them that he hasn't always agreed with Evan Bay, but he said this year, Bay's pro-labor history sets him apart, bypassed collective bargaining as Indiana governor in the 1980s.
And the fact that you give people the right to have a voice in the workplace, that's the content of somebody's character.
Under Bay's Republican successors, collective bargaining gave way to measures that weakened union power, like the right to work. Those are not likely to be repealed next year, but Williams still argued that Bay would be a good national ally for Indiana labor, as opposed to his Republican rival, Congressman Todd Young. Indiana's unions are already working together to get out the vote. For now, the UAW is focused on the gubernatorial and Senate races in canvassing and phone banking efforts. It also joined other unions in endorsing Hillary Clinton for president. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek.